SportsCentral.com.
A lot of people are weighing in. They're super, super excited about these guys being in the building today on hashtag Dweeb Central. So I will reveal to you that our guests today are none other than the very, very talented hip-hop duo Benchmark. They're going to be with us today. They're literally being like cool rappers and coming up the stairs as we speak, from what I understand. But if you got questions for a Benchmark, all you got to do is a hashtag Dweeb Central anywhere on social media. We'll pick it up. Plus, you can message us right now in the VOOV app. Now, usually on VOOV Central, it's usually like the one chair and then the second chair. But today, because like a duo thing, it looks like I'm in a recording studio here. Like I'm about to drop a beat or lay an album, start my own rap career. That's not what's happening. Benchmark is going to be with us in a little bit on hashtag VOOV Central. So if you've got questions for them or comments, all you got to do is hashtag it anywhere on social media. But hey, there they are. What rock stars. Hey, what up, bro? How are you?
What's up, man?
Ari.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet
PJ,
you.
Man, nice
what's
to meet
up,
you.
PJ? What's up, bro?
I'm TK.
How's it going?
I'm nice, everybody.
Yeah, there we go.
What's up, Joe?
Traffic, the rain, man. The rain
sucks, traffic, everybody.
You know?
It sucks. It absolutely does. Okay, so Benchmarker here. Just to fill you guys in, we're live on DSTV channel 196. Everyone's very excited about this right now. Brutus says they're enjoying watching. I've always been excited since we started this thing. We're in the VOOV app as well. We're live on clipcentral.com. And now, here we go. Messages coming through. Welcome, Benchmark. Consensus is welcome, guys. I mean, I want to be angry with you, but then I'm like, this is kind of part of what hip-hop is, isn't it? I've never been to a hip-hop show that started at 7 that said it was going to start at 7. Like, do they teach you? Where do they teach you this?
Actually, man, you know, actually, it's the traffic, man. Like, it's crazy today, plus it's raining.
Yeah. I thought you guys have a private jet you're going to take, yeah?
We're not getting fuel. You know, where are we going to land out here?
Going up, and, you know, it's
a problem.
What's up, everybody, man?
Leo underscore Fat says, hey, guys. So, how would you guys, for someone that's never come across Benchmark before, how would you guys introduce yourselves? This was a first date.
How would we introduce ourselves?
Man, I would say, man, you know, like, I'm a Virgo, I'm straightforward, I don't play around.
With a dope beard as well, yeah.
You know, shout out to you, you know what I mean? And then, man, obviously I'm half of Benchmark, you know, so it is what it is. This guy going to explain anything, man, I just explain myself, so it's fine.
Now, man, I'll basically say, yo, I'm PJ, J. Jordan Lepar. And we're the best rap duo alive.
Wow.
True story.
Yeah.
So I was saying a little earlier on, in terms of rap duos in SA, has anyone that's even set the benchmark before there was a benchmark?
Yeah, I would say...
Oh, H2O. H2O.
It wasn't a huge hip-hop vibe.
It was. Like, you know, like...
Wonderful?
Was
that a hip-hop song?
Come on. It's wonderful.
You know, the problem is...
Wasn't more like relaxed?
The problem with that time, that era, we didn't have social media. So they couldn't be as big as they were supposed to be, you know. Yeah, they couldn't train. They didn't have this. We live. They didn't have live TV, you know what I mean? So, but H2O, man. This is dope.
So, Benchmark obviously started 2008. You guys have been hustling for quite a while now.
Yeah.
What's been the biggest challenge that you guys have had to overcome to get to the point that you're at today?
Man, honestly speaking, man, I would say disputes with the record label, you know, going to court, paying lawyer fees.
What were you in court for? What happened in court?
Court stuff, yeah. You know what I mean? So
basically also like redeeming ourselves like with the music, you know. Yeah. It wasn't easy. We had to make people believe again in the brand.
Yeah.
So it took us like a long time, man. We had to make a whole lot of moves, like even like going overseas to show that, you know, the music does travel.
Yeah, true story.
People do like mess with the brand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was tough, but then it was worth it, man. I wouldn't switch that up for anything.
Yeah.
Like we had to go
through
that.
Shout out to the experience, man. Yeah. It made us who we are right now, actually.
Consejo says, I love your music, guys. He has a question for you. When did you guys have a big break into the industry? What was the first big thing that Benchmark did?
Man, I would say it was a song titled AKA. It was Benchmark featuring Aries back in 2014. We had our first interview on Shiznez.
Yeah.
And then I would say, man, that gave us hope, you know what I mean? We thought we were kind of like famous after that, but it gave us hope, you know what I mean? And 2015, I would say it was the biggest break, you know, like joining Ambitious Entertainment. I would say that was, you know.
That was the
big one.
You know.
So now you had a song, AKA, you had a song, Bonang. I mean, what's up with naming songs?
Oh!
Like
confident, no, actually. You cut
I don't know how much that can be confident.
The AKA song, it was a song we came up with. The reason the title was AKA, it was because of his ego, you know what I mean? So it was all about that. The Bonang song was given to us on some, yo, it's a record label, do the song. Yeah. So it has, it had nothing to do with us. Okay. But yeah, we did the song.
So who's next?
It's you, man. Okay, cool.
But I mean, a lot of what goes with being in hip hop in SA is like making a noise and having people speak about you and doing stuff that's, well, not controversial, but stuff that gets people's attention.
Yeah.
How much of it is strategic and how much of it is just pretty natural?
I'm gonna say one thing about Benchmark. Benchmark is always about like just, it's random stuff. I don't want to lie.
Yeah.
I do not want to lie. We do not like sit there and say we're gonna do this. Basically, when we say we're gonna do this, it never really goes that way, but when we just do things out of genuine feelings, like, dude, I feel like we should just drop this thing.
Yeah,
we both feel like we should drop. Yeah. Something always happens, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like with us, there's no hardcore strategic plans, but there are, like, many little plans, like, yo, maybe next week we should do this and that. But basically, it's always about how we feel, man. And when we do stuff that we feel at that time, something always happens.
Well, a lot of people want to know how you feel right now with a little bit of a freestyle, a little something. It's okay if I step out right now. Hey,
really?
Point,
I mean, honestly speaking, man, I don't freestyle. If I try to freestyle, man, you're going to say that, homie, whack. Yeah, I don't want
to
lie to you. Because
if you try to freestyle, it's going to be your free line. And then we pull up like, damn, is that...
You know what I'm... You see what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? No freestyle, man. I'm dope at the mic, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to get the album.
It's
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We out here Clip Central. I don't mind, to be honest.
We out here Clip Central. I don't write rhymes with a pen. I write them with a pencil. I pull up and I go... Then you go...
You see what I'm talking
about? I mean,
I would say embarrassing. Yo, if you can't freestyle, don't freestyle. You see, you're just falling.
But in a good way, in a good way. Miss Eagle is sending through flowers and things of very exciting stuff. What's the craziest thing you've ever received from a fan?
From a fan? I would say punene.
Huh?
A
what?
Punene.
Like what?
A random punene.
Nigga, what
are you saying? FBJJ.
Okay, cool. Yeah. There we go. Well, I did ask the question. So, you get the answer and you ask the question. I'm not going to... Usually I ask, like, what happens in your DMs, but I don't think I'm ready on a Tuesday afternoon to find out.
Nothing happens in our DMs. Nothing.
Okay, cool. Primrose says, love you guys.
Love you too, yo.
Oh, that was a great moment we just had. And Rose entering the room, lots of stuff happening. What's the plan for 2018 for Benchmark?
Album.
Okay.
We're going to drop an album. We dropped an EP called Espen EP.
Yeah.
It's really doing good right now. People are still loving it. And we dropped it like when?
I don't remember, but a couple of months ago. Maybe 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah, the problem with us, man, we have a lot of music, you know what I mean? Like he said, we just drop. And actually, Espen, we didn't push it that way, but the love was so amazing.
Yeah.
We didn't even have no negative comments out there, you know what I mean? But next year, man, the album is dropping.
Dope.
First call for that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, and watch out for the pull-up video, man. It's going to come out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm nervous we're going to run out of time in a second, but I do just want to kind of land it with this, your advice to other kids that want to be cool like you.
Yeah.
Maybe not the next duo because you guys seem to have that space covered, but what would your advice be to young people who want to get into entertainment and make it happen for themselves?
I mean, the problem with kids lately, you know what I mean, the media is actually effing up the kids, you know what I mean? They don't give them their necessary information. They just give them the glam side of things and whatnot, you know. Guys, me, I can't tell you about my life story because we're not living the same thing, you know. I can't tell you what to do and what not to do because we go through different situations and we don't handle different situations like the same way, you know what I mean?
True.
What I will tell you is believe in yourself and do what you gotta do at the end of the day and don't listen to nobody. Even if they tell you that you can't do it, just do it. Don't listen to no one.
Yeah, I say don't try to be cool. Just be yourself.
True story.
That's the best thing you can do. Do a little introspection, as I always say. Really find out what you are good at, what you're supposed to be doing in the world, how you can contribute to the community or wherever you are. You know what I'm saying?
True story.
Just don't try to be cool, man. That's just not cool. Be genuine, be yourself. See, I'm acting a fool out here, and that's just how I am. I'm PJ. I'm Lepara. That's how I do. I mess up. And then
can't change.
And then I'm like,
hey, look at that picture.
It's a good strategy.
That's Cliff then.
Yeah, Gareth Cliff on a horse.
What's up with the six pack, though?
We'll show you tomorrow what Gareth Cliff on a horse looks like. like, because that's exciting. And Sejo wants to know, can I be featured on one of your songs? Can you shout me out? How does one get shouted out on a... You see, Sejo wants a song about them, like AKA has one, Bonang has one, Sejo wants one. What would the cost of that be? Probably like... A lot. Very expensive. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out on Cliff Central. Been very, very cool. It's cool. We're going to continue the conversation on cliffcentral.com tomorrow. Vuv Central will be back 5 p.m. DSTV 196 and in the Vuv app.
Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Benchmark hanging out. It's called Hayden. You guys got a lot of haters. By the way, shout out to you guys for being on Vuv Central. That's just now. You got a lot of haters?
We got confused fans that want attention every time. You know what I mean?
A smart guy once said it's called confused admiration.
I have to tell you guys, you gave me just what I think is one of the greatest moments in the history of Vuv Central that I will never say on record. Was when I asked you just now, what is the best gift you've ever seen? And on DSTV channel 196, you gave the answer that you did. It was fantastic.
I look at yo, man, guy, like,
that is so rock star.
Yo, like, man, like, even my girl hit me up right now, you know what I mean? It was a joke, yo.
That is honestly, but listen, this is like, I mean, this is what you do,
it's
though.
Entertainment, yeah.
It's what it is. Yeah, hip hop is entertainment. I get there for that. Oh. I mean, who else is gonna get away with doing that on national television?
What's so wrong? Like spice in this
thing. I think it's. You can't be angry with anyone in hip hop, right?
True story.
It's just a game. Yeah. Like it's built on that. Is it a sport?
It is a sport, man.
Yeah, it is, man.
You must come out on top, man. Yeah. Every time. Very competitive. So, yeah, we cannot be any other way.
Yeah.
We have to be this way. We have to compete. We have to try and be the best at all times.
And the thing is that this industry, the hip-hop industry at the moment, is super competitive. It's like everyone's fighting for headlines. Everyone's fighting for popularity. I don't even know how much of it is rooted in, like... You know, so much of it is personality driven. How much of it is even rooted in, you know, the skill of rap? Like, how much of it is actually sort of rooted in that?
You know, like, honestly speaking, like, for me, when it comes to a lot of people in the game, they like giving one person power.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you're going to throw shade or hate on somebody who has the power and that person has the people, at the end of the day, they're going to look at you on some, yo, homie, you are hating. Even if you are right, we as artists, we can chill together and talk about things and then all of a sudden we hate on each other because we know what you did last night or whatever. But the fans don't know that. Mm. You don't need to tell the fans what happened and whatnot, because the other guy that you are going to give power is going to keep quiet. And when somebody keeps quiet in the hip-hop game, especially when it comes to SA, we are all loving and whatnot, man. Mm. At the end of the day, we don't like beef. You know, like every time we beef, they complain, they cry like it's not hip-hop, like this is gospel. You know what I mean? That's how they treat the game. Even endorsements and whatnot, you are never going to get no endorsements if you are out there.
If you're being yourself.
If you're being yourself, you know what I mean? If you're out there Instagram smoking weed, drinking, talking smack about other people, they're like, this guy's not going to represent
not
our brand.
Worthy,
but in the States, you know, it's like, yo, man, this guy's going to represent our brand.
So how do you guys figure it out then? Because you seem like, it's not like brands don't want to work with you guys.
Yeah.
It seems like you've striked a bit of a balance between the real you and then what you need to be. Because, like, the reality is you can say, okay, cool, I'm underground, I'm everything, but everybody needs to be commercial. Everybody needs to make money. Handing out mixtapes. It doesn't make money.
And that's what other rappers don't get. That's what he's saying. I'm just going to, like, add on to what he's saying about, like, rappers having personal views behind the scenes, and next thing you know, they're trying to put it out on the social media, and the fans don't know what you're talking about. They just see you going at someone. They're like, what's going on here? You hating. You know what I mean? So, like... dudes should play the game for real, because it is, we always say that, I'm the hottest in the game right now. It's a game. Mm. Chess moves. You know what I mean? We're in the commercial business. Once you said you want your song on radio, you have become a commercial rapper. Mm. You are now a business. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, the product itself, the music, the rapping, everything, it's important. That is basic thing like you need. But then it also comes with a lot of things attached to it. Now you must be brand worthy. Now you must, you know, be careful of what you do and whatnot. And SA Hip Hop is still young. We cannot be that free. You know what I mean? Like, we are free, but we cannot just out there, like, be blabbing stuff like you're saying, smoking weed and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, man, I want that corporate deal to come through, like, tomorrow. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's what we're dealing with right now in the game.
In SA.
In SA.
Yeah.
A lot of love coming through for you on social media. Amaro underscore 9904. As opposed to 9903, because that must have been taken. I'm kidding, Amari, you're fantastic. Saying they can't go a day without Vive Central, so good seeing a benchmark, guys. And some people saying, but you guys were late. But I wasn't even cross with you, because like that's part of...
Yeah.
Like that's people arrive. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So where do you want to take this whole thing to? Because you're speaking about it like a game, and obviously in a game you get to different levels. And I mean, it's pretty... You know, hierarchical hip-hop at the moment. There's some people that earn this, there's some people that earn that. So where do you want to take it to?
Man, like, you know, obviously we have a place that we want to be, and we want to see our brand in a certain place, you know. But, like, right now, man, honestly speaking, we just want to give the people the album. Mm. You know, like, everybody's just waiting for the album right now. I think the main focus is that. And then after the album, we're going to see. Actually, during and after the album, we're going to see what's up, you know.
And this is next year that the album's going to happen.
Yeah, first quarter.
Yeah, we spoke about it in the in
album is complete,
today.
By the way.
Dope. What goes into an album? I mean, how have you put it together?
A whole lot of work, man. A whole lot of work. A whole lot of... Like, you have to push yourself. You cannot be out here, like, taking too many naps. You cannot be out there, like, relaxing. You have to put in the work. You are at your most inspired time when you're making an album. Mm. I don't want to lie.
So what inspires the two of you?
Life. I would say life, man. Life. Like, everything, man. Like, with the situation that we had this year...
Yeah.
I think it kind of helped us to really construct this album properly.
Just remind us of what the situation was. What was the situation?
I mean, this the record label.
Leaving the label.
Yeah, yeah. The label.
And having to deal with legal things after that. I mean? And also having to, you know, like...
Plus, we also fathers. Ourselves.
Yeah, you know. So it's deep.
But that label's got too much drama. I think it's good that you...
No comments, bro.
Like, there's too much drama. Yeah. I mean, there's drama, and then there's, like, just every day is a different headline coming out.
Yes, sir.
How do you figure out the business aspect of all of this? Because, I mean, it's not like, you know, you want to be the talent, but then you also have to be business-minded. And it seems like in SA, you have to be a business-minded talent.
See, that's why also, like, people, like, get it wrong, you know? You just want to come out and be famous and... drop songs. There's a whole lot of research that goes into this stuff as well. You know what I mean? You have to be equipped with the knowledge properly. Like, you're going into a business at the end of the day. Mm. And also, your team must know their stuff as well. You know what I mean? Everybody that's successful is because somebody behind them knows something. And also, they have a little bit of basic knowledge of what's happening in the game. You know what I mean? So, you have to do your research. You have to find out what's going on. Contracts. We didn't sign anything because we know. You don't just sign things. Mm. It's impossible. You read through that. You give it to lawyers. Make sure that they, you know, if there's supposed to be amendments, you do that. Stuff like that, man. Like, you have to protect yourself and your art. Especially art.
Is this I mean, you absolutely do. I mean, this must be also the busiest time of the year for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what does your December actually look like?
Gig after gig.
What makes a good gig? What's been the best gig you've played so far? Where's the best place to perform in SA and why?
I would say, the best was, for me, it was Devon in Cape Town.
Oh. Dope.
You know, and it was the first time actually going to Devon, and it was the first time actually going to Cape Town.
And it was the first time going to the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
So where's
got the
lovely,
best
man.
Fans?
Honestly speaking, them. Okay, in GP, Gauteng province, we have like our fans, right? You have your core fans that probably started with you a long time ago.
Yeah.
Especially in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And stuff, because we're from there, you know? But then, I don't want to lie, every time we go out of GP... to other provinces,
the love is crazy out there
because they don't see you a lot. Every time they see you, it's just on TV. Mm. So when they get to, like, you know, it's amazing, man. It's beautiful. Shout out to everywhere. Man.
They get most of the gifts outside of Gauteng is what he's trying to say. All right, more with Benchmark. I just put in your leg. More with Benchmark in a bit. Very cool. The guys are officially in the building. It's a very exciting time to be them. They got an album coming out the first quarter of 2018. Listen, guys, what is it that family and friends say that have supported you on this journey since 2008 is when this kicked off? Like, what is their opinion on all of this? They must be excited to see kind of the program. I mean, they must be stressful when things are happening, but certainly they must be quite happy right now.
Sheesh.
Yo, man, like, you know, when it comes to family, dog, it's very tricky, you know? Man, I don't know about the fam, but I know about the moms, you know.
Yeah.
And my auntie out there, but the fam, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think they just like you when they see you on TV. But when things are tough, they're not out there or whatever. But I don't know.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes, man. Yeah. You know who's really there from the jump, you know, from when it doesn't make sense.
So all of a sudden, cousins just come out of nowhere, hey?
Dude, it doesn't make sense. Like, you share a surname with that guy, now all of a sudden your family.
You're related,
Yeah, so, but it's cool, man. It's life. That's how it goes. This is not a new story.
You'd consider Pretoria your fam, right? I mean, family can be...
Pretoria's hometown.
Yeah.
Pretoria's hometown, that's straight up, you know, like, genuine love and also genuine hate.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. It's balanced. It's a perfect equilibrium, and we just keep it that way. We keep it moving. We just try to... get more fans worldwide, and that's it.
Tell me about how it is that you guys feel as hip-hop artists when a guy like Casper goes and does 68,000 ticket sales.
Which is dope.
I mean, it's inspiring, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also motivating because you'd want to get to that sort of space and time as well.
Mm. Man, I would say, man, shout out to Casper, you know, and one thing I would like to give people advice on is... when it comes to marketing, if you are signed under a record label, never drop albums the week when Casper is hoping to fill up the dome or fill up Orlando or fill up F&B, you know, because all the shine is going to go to the homie. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people are seeing claims.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know if you know. Yeah. Like, some people drop albums.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Come on,
You know what I mean? But, man, shout out to Casper, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Casper. Like, there's a lot that people can say about Casper. Like me, I don't know what to say right now. All I can say is that shout out to him, man. He's a legend.
And he achieved that thing.
Yes,
he achieved
it. And he's a legend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, just get into the game and know your plan. Stick to it. Know how you're going to get there, you know, with who.
Yeah.
And then you're good, man. Yeah. That's it. He stuck to the plan. People get, like, distracted easily. That's the problem. So when you stick to the plan and everything happens, like, hate, or
you can't hate John Casper, man.
You know what I mean? You just go on.
Support the homie. You just can't hate.
What's it like when, I mean, you know, 2008, you guys start, you probably have very specific people that you want to meet. I know sometimes when you meet somebody that you look up to,
it's
your heroes.
Yeah, you never meet up with people.
Sure, that was a resounding, terrible idea.
Yeah, nah, it was.
Are people really disappointing in real
life?
They are.
That's why, man, we just hang around, like, together, you know what I mean? We don't have celebrity friends or whatever. We don't care about that. Just chill in the studio, do what we have to do.
Yeah.
It should be genuine, man.
It's all about the fans, man. You know, like, people you look up to, never meet them, never talk to them.
Yeah.
Just let them go, let them be.
That all hurts your feelings, bro.
Been a hectic year for you guys. Lots of learnings, but in a
good
way. Sorry,
can you please say that again?
Yeah.
I don't say for the people in the back, man.
It's been a hectic year for you guys. But in a good way, like
in a good way, yeah.
In a good way,
you
yeah.
know, Kanye once said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger."
True story. True.
And that's listen, man. It's very exciting. Okay, cool. Leave me with one final line. We got to wrap this thing. What's your final word to the people?
Man, I would say that people should know that Benchmark got hope.
Yes. Yes, wow, he just took the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say, believe in yourself, always, always, always trust God, man. That's it.
True story.
Dope.
Yeah.
If people want to find you all day, everywhere, it's easy to get a hold of you on social media.
Okay, my phone number is 083 for the
All right, then, on Twitter, it's at Benchmark, spelled at B3NCHMARQ. I'll repeat that. It's B3NCHMARQ. That's on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Benchmark SA. Benchmark spelled the same way, just add an SA at the end. And that's also for the Facebook page, which is the band page, the greatest page in the world, Benchmark Best Rap Duo. And that's Benchmark B3NCHMARQSA. Thank you so much.
Dope, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us. CliffCentral.com.